It's Thursday, March 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Many people have lost their jobs or had their wages cut back as companies are slowing or shutting down due to coronavirus concerns. But right now, some of America's biggest employers are trying to hire hundreds of thousands of workers. Michael Corkery, reporter for the New York Times, joins us for why Walmart, Amazon, and pizza chains are all hiring. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
My pleasure.
We're getting word that a lot of people are losing jobs, seeing their wages curtailed this past week as a lot of companies are starting to shut down or cut back on operations due to coronavirus and all the social distancing that we're having to practice. But there are a lot of companies, some of America's biggest employers, in fact, that are trying to hire thousands and thousands of workers at this time when everybody's kind of going into a lockdown. Michael, tell us about this hiring spree that we're seeing.
Right now, it's kind of a tale of two economies in that, like you mentioned, I mean, there's just so much economic dislocation among clothing stores, sporting goods stores, restaurants, things where theaters, places where government officials do not want crowds gathering. But on the other side of that, there's a whole list of booming businesses, grocery stores, pharmacies, warehouses, distribution centers, as people are stockpiling food and medicine. Companies like Walmart, Amazon, Walgreens, CVS, they need more employees. There's some numbers that they're showing that food demand in the past 2 weeks has gone up 30%, and there's just not enough people to sell it at Walmart or to truck it from the distribution centers. So there's a huge hiring push that's just happening, in the past couple of days. Hundreds of thousands of temporary workers are being hired to keep up with this crush of demand.
We've been hearing non-essential businesses need to close, different things like that. This is the other half of that. These are the essential businesses and industries that we need to keep going. As you mentioned, all the retail stuff and other industries there. So I wanted to go through a couple of the numbers real quick. Walmart is hiring 150,000 workers. Amazon, 100,000 workers. CVS is looking for 50,000 workers, and they're giving people $500 bonuses for the people that have to work on site. Cashiers, people that have to interact with customers. Pizza deliveries. You mentioned the food aspect of this. Everybody's ordering in right now. Domino's and Pizza Hut are both hiring thousands and thousands of workers as well.
There's lots of incentives. There's financial incentives to take these jobs in the way of bonuses, but they come with risk. These are jobs that need to be filled, certainly at the grocery stores and in the food delivery space, getting food to people that are especially at risk to their homes. But then again, one of the challenges will be finding enough workers who want to do these jobs, given that by doing them, they're putting themselves and their family at a little bit of a greater risk, right? Because they will inevitably have to interact with the public, which is something health officials are telling them not to do.
How is the hiring process being affected through all of this? Because a lot of places, it takes 2 weeks to get somebody to process through all the whole thing, whether it's a background check or just checking back and forth or a couple of meetings that you have to do. How is the hiring process being sped up to meet this demand?
It's pretty extraordinary. I mean, companies can be pretty sticklers for background checks. Those are being suspended or delayed in some cases. I talked to folks at Pepsi, and they said that they're going to hire people conditional on them passing a drug test later, but they'll start them at work even before those drug test results come back, because they just need, I think they're hiring about 9,000 people. They need them for their delivery and their distribution network. That's a never before kind of occurrence in corporate America. And it just speaks to the need and the need for more employees.
Walmart, the nation's largest employer, they say their process usually takes about 2 weeks. They're trying to get people on the job within 24 hours. And they're doing a lot of the screening process virtually, FaceTime, all that stuff, no in-person meetings. And people are getting offered jobs without ever really seeing somebody in person. One of the companies you talked to, Lineage Logistics, that said when they bring somebody in finally to formally apply and they have to sign their paperwork, they say they get to keep that pen. We don't even want that pen back.
Keep the pen in this day and age. No handshakes. It's amazing how they're compressing the speed of the hiring. And again, that works for some jobs, but not everything. One of the companies I spoke to, if you're going to hire a forklift driver, you got to make sure that he or she can actually actually drive a forklift. So yes, a lot can be done virtually before that person shows up for work. You can do a lot of the vetting online as an employer, but in some cases, there still will be workers that are going to need to come in for interviews. But on the whole, this virtual world that we live in is really being used to its fullest. And, you know, there are a lot of advantages to that, and the speed with which this hiring push is happening shows just how much can be done online. And yeah, that's really playing out here.
Yeah, so if you need a job, it's worth it to look out there. There are a lot of people that are hiring. And even some companies, GE Healthcare is shifting their manufacturing capacity to make critical health supplies. So even companies are even shifting what their normal production would be, and they still need more people, obviously, to help make some of these health supplies that we're in critical shortage of.
There is kind of a shift going on. For example, spoke to a food service distributor that distributes the food, you know, the meats and the potato chips to the grocery stores. They're hiring workers who were supplying food to restaurants and to schools and to cruise ships. All of that is completely shut down for the most part. So they're trying to shift some of those workers who are already trained. They already know their way around a warehouse. They already know how to drive trucks, and should push them over into the grocery side of the business. And then as things even out, when they even out and normalize, those workers can shift right back to where they had been working. So it's really interesting just to see how elastic maybe some of the nation's food and supply chain really is with employees.
Michael Corkery, reporter at the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for your time.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.